This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later this week, we'll get some insight into consumer attitudes when Costco's results hit the wires. This is Costco the retailer, not Costco the shipping company, by the way. Costco doesn't sell everything, but it likes to offer deals for those who pay the yearly subscription charge. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, Costco is facing intense competition.
In this age of Amazon, the retail competition juggernaut, Costco's holding its own. Its earnings last quarter came in a bit below expectations, but the stock is still up a lot more than competitors like Walmart and Target over the last 5 years. Mark Cohen directs retail studies at Columbia Business School. He says Costco has managed to expand its in-store business and membership, while online,
they have gone into the internet space in an increasingly aggressive way. They haven't relied upon it to prop up their business, as most others have done.
David Schick at Consumer Edge Research says Costco's pulled off something that's often difficult for public companies answerable to shareholders.
What you're really seeing is a company that has suppressed its bottom line through constant reinvestment over the decades, investing in people, investing in the merchandise.
Schick says that shows up in improved employee retention and satisfaction and helps keep prices down. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.